Apologize, I'm looking back. I'm looking backwards a little bit. It's still terrible. Yosef reveals himself to the brothers, and they cannot respond. They're nivul mipanov, but they find it's impossible. Chazal say in this that Yosef Katanton Shal Shvatim, he was the youngest of the Shvatim, the smallest of the Shvatim in a certain sense, the youngest, second youngest, and his brothers couldn't be Oymen B'Techachtoi. When Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and he says, Techachtoi to us, we're not going to be able to withstand that. So what's in the Kud of Techachtoi? So the Chofetz Chaim says that there are two parts to every din. There's the aveira that the person did, and then there's the excuses. Right? You know, I have difficulty getting up in the morning, so the person takes that into consideration. The person taka has difficulty getting up in the morning. Right? So the problem is, but when he needs to travel somewhere, he's able to get up in the morning. So there's a proof from his own meisim that that's not true. I remember I had a bacher here in yeshiva that I used to always say that line to him. He says, you know, he went into business. He says, you know, I said, you're going to business. You know, you're not going to come late to your appointments. One day he calls me up. He says, Rebbe, I had a lima tzusa myself. I overslept an appointment. I had a major, major business deal, and I overslept. I said, I give it to you. You talk again. So Maisa with the visions of Rebbe, three of the visions of Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. So after the war, so one of his chassidim, one of the people from his visions from the shtetl, he went through the war. He came out from, but he was like, you know, he wasn't a chassid anymore, etc. But he remained close to the Rebbe. So eventually he became elderly. The Rebbe went to visit him in the hospital, and he walked in. The doctor saw the Rebbe. He says, you know, please speak to him about the fact that he has to listen to the doctors to do X, Y, and Z. So he walks in and he says, Yankel, I have a Heavenly Mitzvah for you. It's not only, you don't listen to the Kosh Baruch, you don't listen to the doctors either. So, you know, okay, that's a Heavenly Mitzvah. But the Techocha, you know, he says, Oyra Vichai. What do you mean, Oyra Vichai? This is funny as cash. I need your safe Oyra Vichai. I don't know the way to make a song out of it. It's a difficult line. Yehuda said a moment ago that, you know, talks about Avdecha, Avi, and he's going to be Nafshar B'Tshur B'Nafshar, etc. So what's he saying? He's saying, you're so worried about the reaction of Yaakov to the loss of Binyamin. Really? It bothers you so much? What about the reaction of Yaakov to the loss of Yosef? So you're not so really worried about what's going to be. What about Yaakov? Did it bother you then? If it didn't bother you then, so don't give me that it bothers you so much. That's a tochocha. Minei ubei from your maisim. You see what you're saying is not a true liner. Okay, so the nivul miponov. The pasha, they have no answer. They realize that their cheshbonos of the last 22 years are off, totally off. They miscalculated. They had it all wrong. They thought that Yosef was this balgaiva, and he had these illusions of grandeur, and he's trying to overtake them, and he's a roidif, and he's a mekana, and it's alukat zachin, and they're toya bidvar mishnah mitchila vatzayif. The pasha nivul miponov. Okay. Remember Yosef alachov kshunai alai vayigashu. So he says, Rashi says, he saw that they're osam nisagim la'ocher, achshav ochai nichlomim, kolem rosh rakav tachlunim, beherlem shumo. So we spoke about herlem shumol, and we spoke about shoshudas. What did we accomplish herlem shumol? They weren't mesupik that he was Yosef. That wasn't the issue. Right? So. Yeah, of course he had a meal. So what was the issue? Elamai, they're proving he's Yosef from the fact that he had a meal. It doesn't make any sense because Rashi said before, all the Mitzvah most had a meal. So what does the meal have to do with anything? Okay, that's not. But he says, and he says, okay, he's speaking the Balashan Raka. He's trying to make them feel better. He says, don't worry. Ani Yosef, Achichem, Asher mechartim esi Mitzrayim. Now you should feel better because you should know you sold me down to Mitzrayim. Ah, they feel so much better now. Really? How did that make them feel better? Then he says, So the next pasuk I hear, that's so Sasema says in pasuk Dalad, and here Sefer Shemachartem Asi Mitzrayim. He was saying the following. He said that the brothers, you know, they came up with the following. They looked at Yosef and they looked at the godless of Yosef. And here he is being reficed. Do you hear the godless of a person? The kedusha of Yosef. That he was able to, after his own brothers took him, and he was mischanan like Reuben says before. Mischanan aleinu v'lishamanu. They sell him into servitude. As far as they're concerned, and he's concerned, it's going to be lalam boed. He says he's being refiased then. So they stop and think, you know what? After everything, besides everything, imagine if Yosef had stayed by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakovino, we ripped him out of his Rebbe. He could have sat by Yaakovino for 22 years. Imagine what he would have become if he stayed by Yaakovino for 22 years. We with our own hands, we took this person. Look what he became. Imagine what he would have become had he stayed the opportunity for another 22 years by Yaakovino. So he says, no. Ani Yosef, achichem, asher mechartem misi Mitzrayim, as what the Torah says. I am what I am because you sold me down to Mitzrayim. That's where I grew from. I grew from the difficulty. I wouldn't have stayed. I might have had something else, but what you see in front of you is because of what I went through. So I have no tightness in you. Because Adarab, you made me into a ham through the difficulties. But then he says, The Bershom sent me. You didn't do it. So the Malbim says, he says, you're not getting punished for selling me. The Bershom sent me down to Mitzrayim. You didn't. So I want to talk about that. The Sechavos Lubavos in Shar Bitachon, in Parak Revi, talks about the Bitachon by Chavos Lubavos way of order. So he says, so I want to explain something over here. When we have Lakim Eshal Laharis Oisi Ho Emes Birachim, but I'm davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I should get this right. It's not a Kamalosh in the Chavis Lubavos that he's davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of the Sefer. I want to say over this right. Who? Kimaisa Avoda Vaverilo Yitachenu LaAdam Kimekabet Shloisha Devarim. That a person should do mitzvahs or lehepachasam do averus or overcome averus. There's three parts to it. His choice. The decision to act upon that choice. And then the person takes an action upon that. Just like this, Umash, there is no such thing as having mitachon alakim b'zeh tos v'sichlus. Mitachon l'kadosh baruch Hu in regards to your decisions, nothing to do with the kadosh baruch Hu. Kehabar yisbarach iniach b'rishusenu bechira avodasoy v'hamrusoy. Roshim gave us the choice of bechira. So Hashomer bechar to bechayim. But lo iniach b'rishusenu hashlomas hamaisa b'avodah b'avera. Accomplishing it, that's not always up to us. The person has total bechira, he wants to do the right thing, and he makes a decision he's going to do it. And opportunities take away from him. Something happens, he gets sick, the person he wants to do it with, something happens to that person. That's not working. The Rosh Hashem should help me decide. Rosh Hashem told us what to do, and we have to do it ourselves. We have to do as much as we can to make that happen. If we are able to execute, the Rosh Hashem gave us the schools to execute that which we decided to do. So we'll get paid for the bechira, for the intent, and for the doing it with arvorim. If the Rosh for whatever reason takes away the last step, the same thing. So what's he saying? Reuben and Shimon, that's both decide, the Berkha Barah, they decide they want to do Ritzicha. So Reuben decides he's going to kill Barrow, and Shimon decides he's going to kill Shmero. So they're both Berkha Barah. So they're going to get paid, they're going to punish for the Bechir Barah. They decide to put into Lamaisa. So they take a gun and they shoot. The Bersham, Beroy Rachamov, decides that Shmuel should not die, and whatever reason, Bersham lets Beryl die. Is Reuven a bigger Ritzayach when he killed Beryl than Shimon, who didn't kill Shmuel? No. Mitzad the Bechir, which is Biyat HaAdam, they're both Berkha Berda. Mitzad the intent to do Lamaisa, they both did the same thing. The action, they all did the same thing. The Bersham decided that he should live and he should die. That's the Bersham's business. Bezen Shomat is not managed until the person is killed. You don't know what section of Gehenna do they go to? They both go to the same section of Gehenna. Because the payment is for the Bechir. There is a musig, the Bershom has the Tzad HaToyv and the Tzad HaRa, that if the Bershom will let the Maisa play out in reality, the Bershom pays him schar for that as well, or he gets punished for that as well. Comes to the Goyin says, why does it make any sense? So that's part of the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Bershom says, even though the Maisa betzim is mecham, not in your hands, because what's going to happen in the world is up to the Bershom. It's not Biyad HaAdam to decide what's going to happen. So Lachara, the person should not, that's not, his role in the world is for the Bechira. So the Barsham gives a Schar Godel, Kilu, Barsham is, what's Lashon the Pasuk? I'm trying to remember Lashon the Pasuk. The Rosh has a special chesed, which you pay the person according to his maisa. So the Gaon says, that's hakha chesed. Because we said the maisa doesn't want the person bad. So Yosef says, you didn't do it. He's right. They didn't do it. The Rosh runs the world. The Rosh decided. But they were Berkha Barah. So if you're asking Mitzad the result of what you did, it shouldn't bother you, because that wasn't you. If you're asking you that you feel bad that you're Berkha Barah, yeah, I understand. I can't take that away from you. The Malam says that they didn't get any ownership. I don't think it's stimming. I'm not sure I understand it. Like the Chavis of Abbas is our standard understanding of this Yisoy. It means it's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time we're able to accomplish a mitzvah. It doesn't have to be. There's many people which plan to do mitzvahs and it never happens. They mean it sincerely, it doesn't happen. And that the Bereshim should then pay a schar for that is a bigger chesed. And the Bereshim should cash from it. The Rambam says that the impact of the ma'isa and the impact of all those cheshbonos, all of that is gor chesed. And the Bereshim gives us that. So Yosef says to the brothers, Shuelai ve'igoshu. Now she says he showed them in his mall. So I think the understanding is, says Mila represents the word of Avodim to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize we live in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. And you're saying, from that vantage point, from where I stand, from my understanding of what it means, you didn't do anything. That's my responsibility. Mitzad the Nifka, he has to look at that other person did nothing. Because that's not true. Mitzad the Pegeya has to, he's going to get punished for his Bechir Berai, but that's his business. So this is David HaMelech, we said yes, this is David HaMelech. Shimi Ben Beri comes out and gives him kol and retzes. He says, leave him alone, Hashem Amar Lo Kalel. Then Shav Yom, he says, you have to punish Shimi. Shimi has to be punished for what he did. But the fact that I got a klola, that's the Bereshim's business. That's not Shimi. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're attacking him for what he did to me, that you can't attack. David HaMelech? No, not David HaMelech. Every member of Klal Yisrael. Lo Sikim Lo Sitter. Zad HaChinuch. Hashem Amar Lo Kalel. Kishyar Zman Mat. David HaMelech was able to do it on the spot. For us, we need some time to pass. We don't live in this world. When somebody insults us, we have tannis on the guy. We're upset at him. Kishyar Zman Mat. So we forget about it. We move on, etc. That the Bereshit is running the world and everything which happens is part of our reality and part of what was supposed to happen to us. And that's what's going to make us who we are. And Adarabba, but this is... We don't see it in those terms. So Sema says, Weiter, he says a fascinating thing. He says, now the brother spoke to him. It says after that, it says that after all of this conversation, etc., he says this whole monologue, etc. It says, "V'acharchein dibrei achav itoy." Now they spoke to him. So he advised them. He spoke to them, etc. So he consciousness says, "Well, yachlu dabrei l'shalom." They couldn't speak to him b'shalom, and now they speak to him. So Pasha changed. They realized it, but he says a whole new kanech. He says they were jealous. They were jealous of Yaakov's treatment to Yosef. They realize now that wasn't the time, etc. Jealousy, he says, only makes sense. It's a fascinating thing. And you see it by siblings, not always, but the vast majority of times until Yerusha comes along, which is the whole different ballgame. Right. Sibling rivalry, you have, you know, two brothers, two sisters, brother and sister, they grow up with the cats and dogs. Right? They're 35 years old, they're the best friends. So what happened? The Sasema says that when a person reaches the point of what they're supposed to reach in their life, there's no more for jealousy. Each person has a unique place in life. And we understand and we intuit that makes sense. When they saw Yosef, what Yosef was, and what Yosef went through, and what Yosef accomplished, there's no more for jealous anymore. That's Yosef. And he Yosef, I'm Yosef, I'm a whole different ballgame than you, so what's to be jealous of? During the process, when we look fairly similar, that's when there's jealousy. When we get to the end of the road, mm-hmm. I see you're distinct over here, and you're distinct over there, and you're distinct over there. We're different. Each one has their own roles, own purposes, etc. There's nothing to be jealous of. Rabbi Hess asked me that tomorrow I should speak about Emunah to the high school. It's a few minutes. They're doing a program about Emunah. This is not Emunah, this is Bitachon. Emunah is when the other Bresham is in charge of everything. Bitachon is to live with it. Bitachon is the feeling of being batuach, being secure. Security. When I live in the world, I know the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, so I'm not nervous. I feel secure. That's what Yosef was talking about. Yosef lived in a world where Kadosh Baruch Hu was real. Kadosh Baruch Hu ran the world. So they didn't do it. They could be the worst people in the world, but it's irrelevant. Are we holding by the Madrega? We're not holding by the Madrega. I remember one time with Sheba Reb Chaim Zichel Bracha. So he spoke about the war. He says Kadosh Baruch Hu also did in Matzadikim Shmoy Misalim Miskalis. So that war, he says that the Holocaust was the Kiddush Hashem. You learned what it means then. You know, you've heard over your lifetime so many times people say, you know, like Mamash the Chil Hashem, you know, where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? And he's saying, it's Kiddush Hashem. It's Kiddush Hashem. He saw the world differently than everybody else. He says, he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Hitler, Yimach Shemoy. It's not, you know, Stalin, Yimach Shemoy. You know. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rosh Hashanah is being Oysa Din. This is what it means of Aaron. This is what it means of Oynish. The Rosh Hashanah is real. Aaron is real. Oynish is real. Like, that was the message. We live in a world where it's not like that. So it's like, where was the Kadosh Baruch Hu during the war? You know, during the Holocaust? And the answer, where was man during the Holocaust? You know, like, the truth back and forth, the whole conversation, like, Shira kind of looked like, out of your mind. Remember, where's Kadosh Baruch Hu? He was being Oysa Din. He was tzaddikim, teaching him the lesson of what Averas are, and what Oynish is, what Gehenna looks like. Like what was the simple question? Where's Kadosh Baruch Hu? He was doing it. Why did he try to decide this should be a tkuf of Din and not a tkuf of Rachamim? That's his business. I remember, like when he said the shmooze, like, and he just mentioned that I could work in the shmooze, like it wasn't a whole big thing. It was just like you know, I was like, yeah, like pashut. He's the person who went through it. You know, I can't get up and say this. You know, I'm being callous to the feelings of the people. You know, who went through it. He went through it. We have room to work. Tefillah is an act. The Chazanish says that tefillah is one of the targumets. Tefillah is an expression of bitachon. Chazanish in a letter, and bitachon. The Gaon says he said called terkula. So tefillah, besides being one of the targumets, but above and beyond that, it's called terkula. Because tefillah is when a human being comes and recognizes that there's a creator, that the creator runs the world, and he speaks to his creator, and he asks from him, and he recognizes that that's where it comes from, and he feels he's giving himself over securely into his creator's hands. It's an act of bitachon. I've mentioned to you before that, you know, I had this personal experience, one of my tkufas in Karlo, where there wasn't enough money. No, there's no tkufa with Karlo. I had enough money, but saying one of the tkufas didn't have enough money. The question was always just how much, and how much I needed at that moment. And a major bill came, and I said I had no way to pay it. And my wife and I were discussing it by lunch, and I said, you know, okay, I'm done. Gotta go down mincha. Whatever it is, and that's it. But it was weighing on me. So I came to Mincha, I said, one second, no one shall, I believe that the Russian runs the world and he's given whatever is supposed to be given is given, so what I'm worrying about. To stop say the words and not believe it, that's a game. That's not tefillah, that's a game. So let's try it again. Let's say it again. Didn't feel that much better. So I'm on a shach. Is the goal davening? Davening meaning that we're having a real interface between me and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and I'm talking to Kaddish Baruch Hu, or is it just say the words? So I said, I'm not leaving the pasuk till I relax. Repeated the pasuk, I don't know, 40 times. So I relaxed. They said, and it hit me like, you know, I very rarely have davened in my life. If I don't walk out of davening feeling more relaxed than I walked in davening, I didn't daven. That's what it means. So when people talk about kavana during davening, kavana means pure, I understand pure shamilas. That's ridiculous. That's not kavana. Pure shamilas is kavana. That's aleph beis. Right. Kavana means that your thought is directed to speaking to your creator. There's a direction. Your thought is directed. You're doing something with it. It's a conversation. Rabbi Tversky says a story that he was once by the Kaisel, and as he was standing there, you know, davening, so they brought this old Sephardi Jew up to the Kaisel. The person was blind. They placed him right next to Rabbi Tversky. So the person comes, he caresses the stones, he kisses the stones. And he starts telling Kaddish Baruch about his day. Yeah. He had a good day today, Rosh Hashanah. I got up today, Baruch Hashanah. I got up a walk, thank you, you know. He's having a conversation with Kaddish Baruch. He's telling him over his day, you know. Husband comes home at the end of the day, he tells his wife how his day was. You know, wife says how her day was. Right? As he's saying over his day, so he says, you really shouldn't be listening to this, but he's talking loud enough that's hard not to hear him, you know. Right? A good Sephardi, you know, like, you know, Bivrit, you know, the whole thing, you know. He says, oh, I'm sorry, I told you that already. He says, it hit me at that moment that I've never davened in my life. Here is a person who had no doubt in his mind that there's somebody listening. He's talking to Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's talking to him. So I already told you that, I apologize. I'm sorry, I already told you that. Why should I repeat myself? That's what tefillah is. That's what it means that we live, that a person is real. So then we ask a question. The Rebbe writes, you know, he shall the verses be talking. He says, I want to explain you something. When you ask the question, you've just been made, you don't have bitachon. Because bitachon doesn't mean it's going to be good. Bitachon means you know you're in the Kaddish Baruch Hu's hands. When you have the clarity, truly, you figure out how much you're supposed to do and how much you're not supposed to do. It's automatic. You start claiming chakiras about it, means you don't have it. Now, I can't say that, but he says it. Because he's right. If you live in a world where Kaddish Baruch Hu is totally real, and you see him, and you live with him as being real, you sort of get like how much you're supposed to do and how much you're supposed to rely on him. When he's a concept which you think about and you believe in, so you start handing chakiras and swaras and shailas and lumdas and the shtikal tara. Lahavdol, a million havdolas. Right? Most people, when they go to the doctor, they see the doctor. The doctor shows his expertise. He says what he can do and he says what you should do. And it's pretty obvious what he's going to do, what you're going to do. Because he's real. So you understand what his job is and what your job is. You know, it's like, then he started to say, how much should the doctor do? How much should I do? And like, you know, maybe I should do more, maybe I should do less, you know, maybe he can't be successful, I should do more. It's comfortable, it's real, because it's two human beings, we see each other, we know each other, we recognize, we understand each other, and we get it. What his role is, what your role is. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is not like that. This fellow who went to the council and told him about his day, he got it. The Hashem is real. He exists. He's as real as everything else. He's more real than anything else that exists in this room. I clear a shout out to the Shana. Listen, Shana, how much are you going to do and how much am I going to do? Like, how much should I rely on you supporting me? And how much, I have Shekel Torah and Raya and Gemara. Are you out of your mind? The standard's a standard. I know what it does. I see it. I see what my role is and how much the standard has to do. I don't need to figure it out. Because it's real.
That's what Rav Volpe is saying. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, bitachon means that you feel secure. Not, you can't feel secure based on a shikul Torah. I guarantee you. I'm driving down the highway at 75 miles an hour. And a car goes into the skid in front of me. And I see this minivan. I'm driving a 15-seater with 8th graders in it. And I see a minivan in front of me. Middle of New Jersey Turnpike. I'm in the left lane. And the bucker next to me screams, says, Shema. And say, no, no problem. Bitachon nishtadlus, everything's wonderful. I'm scared of my mind. Because the Russian's not real. The Russian's real. What are you scared of? He's right there. He'll take care of it. Mandashach. It's time to go. It's not time to go. End the conversation. That's what Bitachon means. That's Yosef. That's David Melech. Shemalakaleo. The most awesome Gemara is Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Yishai comes and says to Chizkiyahu, he has a nevuah from Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to die. Yishaya, the God of Ador, Yishaya, Novi Yishaya, tells Chizkiyahu HaMelech, you're going to die. Nevuah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yishai says, Klach Nevoskov, it say, take your nevuah and get out of here. Kaplik Yulan Beis Abi Abba, I have a reserve from David HaMelech, a fill of care of Chad the Monachos of Sarah Shalodim, Ayyumonim in Arachamim. There's no hair of Chad in the world which is as sharp as the Nebuah of Yishai HaNavi. A hair of Chad is a physical thing. The Rashi could say the next second, Ois Kherev. Yishai HaNavi had a Nebuah. The Rashi says it can change in any second. Nothing to worry about. V'yaseh p'yad p'arav al-akir, he davens, he gets 15 more years. That's Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He's supposed to be Mashiach. That's what Mashiach is going to look like. The Rosh Hashanah is so real that even I know that there's a Muslim Rosh Hashanah, there's a Racham one, and he's so real that your Nevuah is not Machayiv me. I'm not Nispoil from a Nevuah. I'm not Nispoil from a guy with a gun. Maisa with the Rosh of Yitzchok, the Rebbe for the last Rebbe, the Babich, is still in Russia. They took him in for questioning that he should reveal the members of his, you know, group. He was sending his shluchim, he was sending out to teach Torah. So he's not saying. So they pull out a gun. So he's not saying. He says, this little toy has a way of making people speak. That's what they told him. He says, that little toy has a way to make people speak. People which have many gods and one world. It makes people speak. A person who has one God and two worlds doesn't affect. So you kill me. So I go to the Muhammad. Like, what am I scared of? I'm not scared of anything. What are you going to do to me? And the fellow realized he's right. That it's not scaring him at all. This is not a mice of, you know, like a Ramavino. This is, you know, we're talking about 1920s. We are so not there yet. Our davening is not a davening. We sit in the Hamdol Shilas and Swords about Munim B'Tochen, like a kilo. It's like Robert writes, it's kilo. It's they're lechem yarmum. Like, you know, kilo. You know, we have this very breakfast. We have, like, you know, the spoonful of B'Tochen every morning, right? The goal is the restaurant has to be real. So how to make Rosh real? So davening helps. Mitzvahs. Plus it says in Yeshaya, Torah parts of the Chosai. now. I'm surprised that they didn't make it into a song yet. Baruch Hashem Shiftach B'Hashem Hashem Yiftachoi. Vayikay Chosal Amayim. Vayu Vayishalach Shav Roshov. Vayir Kiyo Vayichoyim. Vayolei Ranon. Vitnash B'Saras Lo Yidog. Vayom Hashmas Vesperi. A person Shiftach B'Hashem Hashem Yiftachoi. He's Eish Chosal Amayim. He's deep roots. The tzaras can't affect him, nothing can affect him, etc. That's bitachon. It's fascinating. If you look at the Mishnah in Obis, Revol points this out. If you look at the Mishnah Obis says that a person who's that chachmas merubah ma'isav, it's not good. A person who's ma'isav merubah chachmasai, he his chachmas is miskayamis. And he will be by Kesholama. You will be Shach Shalosh. I'm big the pasuk over here. The pasuk will be talking. I'm talking about mitzvahs. So Rabbi says the vice versa. The mitzvahs are bitachon. Mitzvahs are the way that the Rosh made that he should be real to us. Every time he says no and we listen to him, he's real. You know, nobody sees, nobody's here, nobody knows. So the Rosh is not real. I said, no, the Russian's here, I can't do it. The Russian's real. I do that once, I do that twice, I do that 1,000 times. The Russian becomes real to me. Every time we do a mitzvah, say, because the Russian said we should do it, I'm out in the mood. I don't want to get up this morning. So what? The Russian's waiting for you. Say, get up. I learned the Russian's terror because this is the Russian's terror. I'm not in the mood of learning right now. I'd rather battle. But the Russian wants me to learn. So I learn. I'm being mechazik. The Russian is real. The Kei Chosel Amayim is every time we do a Maisa, Kosher Maisa, B'Rubil Mechach Mosai. Every time we turn that understanding into reality, we're taking it out of the mind into our reality. We're making it real. And that's we talking. Then we can say that what we feel, the Russian's presence is real and we feel secure. So we have many different kelim. The Rosh gave us many, 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 many opportunities to be mechazik our bitachon, to make him real in our lives. Every averin, every mitzvah, every opportunity, every time we learn, every time we daven, we can use it as an opportunity to be mechazik that the Rosh is real, that he's listening, that he's here, that he cares, that he's interested, that he's taking care of us. And then, when there comes a moment of nisgernis, the Rosh was here. I trained myself, the Rosh was here. So I'll overcome that nisgernis. And that's mechazik, that when there's a difficult moment in my life, I'm not worried, the Rosh was here. Rosh takes care. I recognize it's come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize he cares about me. He's taking care of me. He it's good for me. Whatever's going to happen, he's in control. It's safe. It's not dangerous. And up to the Madregas, to the Madregas, to the Madregas, the Madavid HaMelech, Hashem HaMelech.